church service. And there was someone who was sort of their rabbi within the organization who was the troubleshooter.
Yeah, we had a process manager.
When we go out in the public, as Randy alluded to earlier today, we sometimes catch some of the flack. It's nice to report when we get the compliments. And so it was directed to you, so I'd like to share it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I haven't talked to my colleagues, but to provide Eric maximum flexibility to lock in the best possible interest rates, it might make sense to put an emergency on this, since this is an authorized to borrow. And a lot of this stuff continues to come back to us through the technology reforms championed by Commissioner Saltzman.
I'd rather not do that.
Mr. Mayor, I think because of the portion of the statutes that we're citing as the authorization, I believe it has to be done through a non-emergency process.
Okay. Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, I tried to get things going.
Allow people to.
All right.
Apparently, the mayor. Apparently, the mayor didn't read the small print in the bond covenant.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Is there anyone that wishes to testify in 218?
No one signed up.
All right. Moves to second reading.
So, before, if you don't mind, I would I'd just like to make a couple. Since we're probably next time just going to move on, I just want to thank. The folks that are here from BDS that have been working on this, characteristically, Elshad Hajiv is sitting in the background, but is a key member of our management team, not just on this project, but as we have navigated the finances of the Bureau of Development Services. He oftentimes comes to the weekly briefings that I have with Denise and Paul, and I just learned that he is just an outstanding member of our staff. And I want to thank you for all and make sure you get the public recognition you deserve. And Hank McDonald, who is sitting here before you, is just the perfect guy to be on this project. He has a military background, and he has taken this on as a mission. And fortunately, has been just laser focused on this. Again, in the context of us having really diminished resources, has laser focused on getting this right. And for the person who sits up here that would get blamed if anything went wrong, thank you for your diligence. And, of course, Denise Klein, our business operations manager, who is just the rock of the Bureau of Development Services that all of us lean on to make sure we get things right. And she is quick to tell us if they're not right. And I've learned over the 8-plus years that I've been there to listen to her when she says something, to defer to her judgment every time. And, of course, Paul, who has, again, somehow figured out how to navigate this crisis, really, that has occurred at the Bureau of Development Services with employees by meeting with them regularly, all Bureau, all hands meetings, while simultaneously displaying an air of calm and competence and always graciousness that I think has been a huge factor in us being able to get to the other end of this crisis and see light at the end of the tunnel. And it's been fun these past few months as I meet with Paul, his son, Brennan, who is a senior at Central Catholic. And as the council knows, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I've taken to reading the sport pages in the last few months as Brennan has become one of the top contenders to be picked by a college all across the United States, from Notre Dame to Stanford. And he ended up picking USC. Is that
Cal?
Cal. So that's how much I know
about football or
football.
Football. And he was heavily lobbied. It was fun talking to Paul each week about, okay, which coaches flew out to have dinner at your house this week, Paul?
Yeah,
and they flew from all over the country and lobbied heavily. So it's just been a real, as challenging as these projects are, it's just been refreshing to have the level of trust that I've been able to have in the team that I've just identified, to know that when they say something, it's so. And I can sit here and feel like I'm served very well, as the citizens are, by this very, very cutting-edge, competent group of managers that it's just been such an honor to work with. So thank you.
We appreciate that, Commissioner. You're welcome.
I'll move to a second reading. Thank you very much. Can you please read emergency ordinance item number 219? And for the record, this is the last item for this morning's City Council session in the 8,351 weeks that we have been a city, which which means that's 160 years and 23 days.
And 219, amend contract with Brown and Caldwell for additional work and compensation for the Fano Basin Pump Station Force Main Project, number E08294.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Well, I'm honored to bring this forward under this momentous circumstance in our city's history.
Yes.
As a final item this morning.
For this morning.
This ordinance amends the Bureau of Environmental Services contract with the consulting firm Brown and Caldwell to complete information, site investigations, and other information needed with the associated with Fano Basin improvement projects. Estimated cost of the contract amendment is $104,500. This is an emergency ordinance because the sooner we get this work done and get our Fano Creek system up and operating, the sooner we can stop paying Clean Water Services, which is presently taking our wastewater from that part of Portland. And this is the final amendment of this contract. Environmental Services has issued a new request for proposals for final design and construction services. So I would urge its approval.
So, Commissioner, we've had 7 amendments on this. We are confident that this is it.
Yes, this is it. We've already issued a new RFP for the next phase, and those proposals are due next Monday, actually.
Sounds like the ultimate.
Is there anyone that wishes to testify on emergency ordinance number 219? Can you please call the vote?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
This does, I believe, constitute an emergency in every sense of the word. This has been a problematic project we're trying to get on top of, so aye. All right, we're in recess until 2 p.m.